Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tzadi Beis Omid Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we began yesterday Simen Tov Pei Zayin, and we finished off the beginning part of the Sif, and we're now on the second line of Tzadi Beis Omid Beis with the words V'im Omar Mekadesh HaShabbos. If one concluded Hishmon Esrei on Yontif with the incorrect saying of Mekadesh HaShabbos instead of Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yasmanim, which we learned yesterday is the correct Chasima, so then what should one do? As long as the Mechaber tells us, as long as you retracted what you were saying within the span of time that it takes to say either the word Shalom Alecha Rebbe or Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori. And you can see this machlokis in Dir Shu footnote number 6, the famous machlokis, whether it's three words or four words, that's called Tok Kedei Dibor, within the span of time that it takes you to say the words Shalom Alechem Rebbe or Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori. So that's a machlokes, and in some places we paskin it's three of those words, some places we paskin it's four of those words, and look in the issue foot number 6 for this detailed discussion. In any event, so that's called toch kidei dibor. If you retracted your statement, Mekadesh Shabbos, so you say Mekadesh Shabbos, I mean Mekadesh Yisrael v'yazmanim, you don't say I mean, but you just say Mekadesh Shabbos and then Mekadesh Yisrael v'yazmanim, so that is good. In the issue foot number 6, he points out in the second paragraph that if during this toch kidei dibor, you realize you said it wrong, but you haven't had a chance yet to correct it. You're thinking, what is the right girsa that I should be saying? And the time passes, so it's no longer within that second or two of Toch Kedei Dibor, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, you can't correct it then. Tzorich Lazor Levarch, you have to go and repeat that brach again. It's too late, because you said Mekadesh HaShabbos, and as you're thinking, what should I say? So that already passed Toch Kedei Dibor, it's too late. Kivit Shukfar Yev Sholachaber Esim HaBrachim Tchilasa, because now too much has passed between the start of the bracha and the end of the bracha, and you're wanting to correct it. So then you have to repeat that bracha again. Okay, in any event, the halach is, if you remembered within Toch Kedei Dibor, Yotzer, that's enough to retract Mekadesh HaShabbos, Yisrael V'Yasmanim. So that would be fine. However, that's assuming achareishu yodeya shu yomtov. That is working with the Mechaber's approach that you understand and know that today was Yontif, and just because of Shigra Delishta, because you're so used to saying Mekadesh HaShabbos at the end, because Shabbos comes much more frequently than Yontif, but you knew it was Yontif, and you were planning on saying Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yasmanim, but by accident you said Mekadesh HaShabbos, the Mechaber says in that situation you yotze, because you knew that it was Yontif. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, as we'll see in a moment, disagrees and brings down many other opinions that disagree with this Mechaber. So first, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkot and Gimel. What does it mean? V'chazar bo? Hainu shechazav yamim mekadesh yisrael v'yasmanim. That you quickly retracted mekadesh Shabbos and you said mekadesh yisrael v'yasmanim. The issue footnote number 5 brings down, if you just said yisrael v'yasmanim, so in other words, you said mekadesh Shabbos yisrael v'yasmanim without saying again, the word Mekadesh, so then he brings down for the Prima Gadim that you're not Yotze, because it sounds like Mashmash Yisrael V'Hazmanim is a Hemshech of Mekadesh HaShabbos. It sounds like Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael V'Hazmanim, and that's incorrect, because it's not Shabbos, so therefore you didn't Masakin anything by doing that, you'd have to repeat the Bracha. So you have to say Mekadesh HaShabbos, if you said that by accident, then you have to say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. In regards to Shabbos, the person said Mekadesh Yisrael and didn't say Mekadesh HaShabbos. Let's say he was so used to saying now for Yontif. Now the next Shabbos, he says Mekadesh Yisrael and he doesn't say Mekadesh HaShabbos. So in this situation, if he remembers and he says VeHaShabbos without saying Mekadesh again, so the Maxis HaShekel brings down that in Le'inyan Yontif Shechol B'Shabbos, if it's Yontif and Shabbos, and if you make the mistake Mekadesh Yisrael HaShabbos V'Yazmanim, you're not Yotze. Kivin Shetzorach L'Hakdim is Shabbos Yisrael, because Shabbos has to be before Yontif. Kadesh lo yishama hadavar sheYisrael mekadeshes haShabbos, because it shouldn't look like Yisrael is mekadesh to Shabbos. V'harei kedushi mishesh me'abreishes. We do the Yom Tovim. We have the power. Bezin has the power to make the Yom Tovim, but we don't have the power to make Shabbos. We can't say we'd like to have an 8-day week this week or a 6-day week this week, like we can do with a month. You can have 29 or 30 days. You can have 12 months or 13 months. So there we can decide when a month will be a leap month or when a year will be a leap year. But not for Shabbos. You can't say this will be an 8-day week. And therefore, Kishechose Tzorach Lomar Mekadesh HaShabbos. So on Shabbos as well, you can't just add the word Shabbos. You have to say Mekadesh, both by Yontif and by Shabbos. Sivkot and Dalit in the Mishnah Berurah, he says, Tok Kedei Dibor Hainu, Shelo Shom, Yishagomar Mekadesh HaShabbos, Rakedei Shalosh Tevos. Here the Mishnah Berurah passes like Shalom Alecha Rebbe. And as long as you didn't pause long enough to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, a second or so, and you said Mekadesh HaShabbos, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yasmanim, then you're okay. V'im Shor Yosem Yishurzeh, but if you waited a longer period of time than that, more than a second or two, Lo Mahani Chazaroso, it won't help that you now say Mikadesh Yisrael v'yasmanim, v'tzorech lachzor l'rosh ha-bracha. You have to go back to the beginning of the bracha. Why? Kivin shachasim ha'isa shalok ogim. Because you ended the bracha incorrectly, and therefore it's not a good bracha. Af shehizkir shoyom to b'amtzi. Even though you mentioned yom tov in the middle, but you concluded it with Shabbos, so therefore it's not good. Sivkotin hei, achreishu yodeya. According to the Mechabers, they said you have to know when you started the bracha that it was Yontif, and then you were saying bracha to Hashem over here for Yontif, and then you by accident, because of Shigur the Lishna, because you're so used to saying it, you say Mekadesh Shabbos, and then you quickly say Mekadesh Yisrov Yasmanim. Rotzalomar, Mishburg says this is the Mechabers' idea. Be'ez Shoma bracha to Hashem, why you were saying bracha to Hashem, you were planning in your mind, Hoysokahokin Adas, Lassayim Shal Yontif, you were planning on saying Shal Yontif, Mekadesh Yisrov Yasmanim. Elosh Achakach Nichshal Bolshonim. But then by accident, you just because you're so used to it, you said Mekadesh Shabbos. It appears from the Lashon of the Mechaber, the Imtah, the Eishom, a Baruch HaTashem. If you totally were mistaken and you were saying Baruch HaTashem with the intention to say Mekadesh HaShabbos, Shoyosov, Shu Shabbos, because you thought by accident there was Shabbos, Afilum Chazar Besoch Kedidia will Acha Shasiyah Mekadesh HaShabbos, Vesiyim Kedin, Lo Yotza. According to the Mishnah says, according to the Mechaber, even though you corrected it in time, you said Mekadesh HaShabbos, Mekadesh Yisrov Yazmanim, with no interruption, that's no good according to the Mechaber because your intention was incorrect. But the Mishnah points out, Avaroba posing Svirulu, Afabishaloyada Shuyantav Yotza. The majority of the posts can disagree with this Mechaber and say, even if you said the Bracha, Bracha Toshem, thinking it was Shabbos, but as long as you didn't say, as long as you said within Toch Kedei Dibor, Mekadesh Yisrov Yasmanim, you're okay. Kimishinizka, Besoch Kedei Dibor, Vechosim Kedin, since you remembered in time and you did ultimately conclude it correctly, even though your thoughts were incorrect originally. And this is the opinion the Mishnah says, Kame Pasko Harbi Achronim, and he says this includes Vayin Bir Agro, Shagam Hu, Machriya Kein Lalocha. So the Vilna Gaon also agrees that the halacha is not like the Mechaber, but as long as you corrected it in time, whatever your kavanas were when you said Baruch Ata Hashem, that doesn't make any difference. Now, if you look in the Bir Halacha, Toch Kedei Dibor, he brings down as well from the Prima Godim, and he writes, Shekosa Dafilu Hischil Ritzei. According to the Prima Godim, even if you started saying Mekadesh HaShabbos Ritzei, but then you remembered Toch Kedei Dibor, the Prima Godim says, Dafilu Hischil Ritzei, even though you said the next word, as long as it wasn't the Dalet Tevos, the Prima Godim holds it, you say, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Yomori, Yochol Lachzor L'Sakin, you can still correct it. It's not too late, even though you started Ritzei. That's the opinion of the Prima Godim. But the Mishnah Berura says, La niyaz dati tzorch yin gadol. Mishnah Berura says, I don't think that that's right, and very difficult to accept that. And he brings many rayas over here. He says, once you've already started another bracha, so then it's too late. Mistabrud lo mahani tikuno. How can you correct it? You already started the next bracha. And he says, this is identical to if a person forgot to say, Geshem, yuchol usakin, if you lacha shesim chayim esim, that you can, as long as you didn't start the next bracha, you can still say, mashiv ruach ben agoshem. Avol kivon shenekal bracha charis, once you started to say, ato kadosh, even one teva, it's too late. And he brings many other such examples as well. And therefore, he concludes at the end of this Bir Halacha, he says, I found in the Shari Tshuva, as well in the name of the Mata Yehuda, in regards to HaMelech HaKadosh, and it says, Degam Shom Mahani Toch Kedidi Bekomo Bechai. And if you say HaKel HaKadosh, HaMelech HaKadosh, that's okay. But it says specifically there, if you started to say Atachonein, if you started to say the next words, so then, Afshu Adayin Toch Kedei Dibor, even though you're still within the second or two of Toch Kedei Dibor, Choser, it's no good. And therefore, the Chavetz Chaim concludes over here, Upashet, to who Adin bin Yonenu. He says, I disagree with the Prima Godim. From all of these rayas that he brings down, I only did a couple of them in the Bir Halacha, that Halacha isn't like the Prima Godim, that even if you said Ritzei, as long as it's Toch Kedei Dibor, you can still retract. He says, no. You can only retract within Toch Kedei Dibor. And even in Toch Kedei Dibor, if you started to say the words of the next paragraph, then it's too late. You got to start from the beginning of the bracha again. Now we go back to the Mechaber, and he says, V'im chol b'Shabbos, if it's Shabbos, so then, Omer, es yom hamanoach hazeh v'yom chagamatzeh. If Shabbos and Yontif, if Shabbos and Pesach come out together, so first we recognize Shabbos, and we use the terminology, the Mechaber says, yom hamanoach hazeh, which in the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Vav says, that's not our minog. Minogenu, he says in Sivkot and Vav, lomar es yom haShabbos hazeh, we say, the Nusach Yom HaShabbos is there. The Nari Naru Bashte. He brings down the Vechok Yaakov. Both ways are correct. If you have the custom to say like the Mechaber, which is not the Girsa that we normally have in Asi Durim, Gizun Tehei, Yom HaMenoach HaZeh is fine. But if you have the Girsa like most of us do, Yom HaShabbos is there, that's perfectly fine as well. And you first acknowledge Shabbos, and then you acknowledge Yom HaGamatzos HaZeh. And when you end the bracha, v'chosem, you first acknowledge Shabbos, Mekadesh HaShabbos, and then v'Yisrael v'Hazmanim. Again, we don't mention the specific Yontif, we say Hazmanim. It's beautiful explanations as to why we say Yisrael v'Hazmanim, in that we acknowledge that Yisrael is like the Zmanim, just like Hashem made Zmanim special. Around the time of Pesach, it's the time of Geula. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Yisrael special. And we have special koyachas in us, just like the Zmanim have special koyachas in them. So therefore, Yisrael v'Yazmanim is the appropriate girsa. In any event, you're supposed to first acknowledge Shabbos, then Yisrael v'Zmanim, and when it's Friday night and it's Yom Tov, Ein Omrim Berachas Me'ein Sheva. We don't say the regular Friday night mini Chazaras Hashatz that we say called the Bracha Me'ein Sheva. The Magen Avos, brachas that we normally say on Friday night, you don't say them when Shabbos and Yom Tov coincide. Now, let's consult the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Zayin, and he says, Mekadesh HaShabbos, Ubediyevet, Im Lo Hizkir Rak Shabbos, or Yisroel V'Yasmanim Levad. If you didn't say both of them, you're supposed to say Mekadesh HaShabbos, Yisroel V'Yasmanim, but if you only said Mekadesh HaShabbos, or you only said Yisroel V'Yasmanim, so Yesh Deos Ben Achronim, Tzorech Lachzor Olo. He says, that already is a big machlok, Im Tzorech Lachzor Olo. Do you repeat it or not? And he says, I discussed this in the Bir Halacha, I in the Bir Halacha, Shechrana, where he came to the ultimate Psak, the Im Lo Hizkir Rak Shabbos, Levad, Bevadein Lachzor HaBrocha, that if you just said Mekadesh HaShabbos at the end, since you didn't mention Yontif in the middle of the bracha, you're Yotzi b'di'evet. The other way around, it's a problem. If you didn't mention Shabbos at the end of the bracha, that could be a problem. Now, if you look in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel, Mekadesh Shabbos Yisrael v'Yasmanim, he brings down that Hainu de Begemara Isa Machlokis Beishamim Beisilla Beishabbos Yontif. This is a famous machlokis between Beishamim and Beisilla. Little Beishamim is Baal Shmoneh. According to Beishamim, you have to have eight brachas in the Shmoneh Esrei, the three beginning through the end that are always inviolate, and you have a separate one for Shabbos and a separate one for Yontif. According to Beisilla, which is how we paskin, Sheva, you combine Shabbos and Yontif. According to Beisilla, you start with Shabbos, you end with Shabbos, and you just mention Yontif in the middle. But Rebbe says, Af Chosein Bo, Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael V'Yasmanim. You also end off by saying, Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael V'Yasmanim. So you have to mention in the Chasima both Shabbos and Yontif. How do we paskin? So Gemara says, U'maskin and Shom Da'alochik Rebbe. We in fact paskin like Rebbe, which is what we do. We say Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael V'Yasmanim. Because of a Knesset Zagdolo, the Be'evet, however, Im Chosek Rak Bishol Yontif Yotze. If you just ended off with Yontif, you would be Yotze. Kivon Shehizkir Shabbos B'Emtze, because you already mentioned Shabbos in the middle of the Bracha. And the Prichodesh and other Poskim disagree. But the Bein Shehizkir Shabbos Levad, O Yontif Levad, Lo Yotze. They say, even if you mentioned only Shabbos or Yontif, you're not Yotze. Sheshino Chasimim Ma'beh Shetavu Chacham, because you didn't end off the way the Rabbi said. However, the Chofetz Chaim says, "Lani is dati hoyinir lechalik." You can make a distinction over here in what you ended off. Dim dileik shal Shabbos lo yotza. Dim dileik shal Yontif yotza. He says, however, if you forgot to mention Shabbos, you're not yotze in the chasima. But if you forgot to mention Yontif, but you did mention it in the middle, then you would in fact be yotze. He says, "The Yeshloma daflu Rebbe lehosif lachtob af bishal Yontif haynu rak lechatchila." Because the fact the Rebbe says you should end off Shabbos and Yontif is only lechatchila. B'di'evet, he holds like Beis Hillel, and says, "Devadi lo pliga Beis Hillel, diku nusach abrochi rak lachto mishol Shabbos." Technically, you could end off just with Shabbos. No, he says, "Lechatchila, you should end off with Yontif." And he brings down a proof of this from the Yerushalmi. And in fact, that's why in the Mishnah Berurah, Chofetz Chaim concludes that if you did, in fact, end off with just Shabbos, but as long as you mentioned Yontif in the middle, you would not repeat the bracha. And if you realize this only after Shemoneh Esrei, you would not have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. The issue footnote number 7 goes one step further, and he writes, if you forgot Shabbos in the Chasima, he says, Aval Hiskir Shabbos Be'emtza Bracha, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down in this point, it's also a Tzarech Iyun. And he says, Lefikoch, Yei Shlomo Shasofik Brachos Lohoka V'lchein Lo Yachzor. He says, not only if you forgot Yontif at the end, but you mentioned it in the middle, or you Yotze, but he says, even if you forgot Shabbos at the end, as long as you mentioned Shabbos in the middle, he says you wouldn't repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, not like the Chofetz Chaim. When it's on Rosh Chodesh, everybody agrees. If you just said Shabbos, then the Shaar HaTzion brought down previously, even according to the Cholkim over here, that you'd have to be repeating the Shemoneh Esrei or repeat that bracha for Rosh Chodesh, everybody agreed. B'di'evet, you would be Yotze. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Ches says, "V'yei Shomer Shetzorech Lomar Yisrael Belovav." We conclude the bracha Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Yasmanim, but that's the girsa that we have. But the Mishnah Berurah brings down there is another girsa that says, and V'kein Hiskam Amar Shabbos Perek Beis Debeitza, that you don't say V'Yisrael, you just say Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael V'Yasmanim. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, "Avol Min Hagenu K'Shulchan Aruch." We pass over here V'Yisrael V'Yasmanim, like the Shulchan Aruch says, and if you look in the Shaar HaTzion, he brings down the name of the Chok Yosef in Sivkot and Hay in the Shaar HaTzion. Sivkot and Tes, the Mishnah Berurah says, we don't say over here the Bracha Achas Me'en Sheva on Friday night that's Shantif, Why? The lo nisakna el b'nei amazikin. The reason that we normally say it k'de'el b'sim reish samachesiv cotton chav in the Mishnah Berurah is because there would be late comers and they would be their shoes were out in the middle of the woods and nobody would want to stay late. They would be nervous. So therefore, the people would rush their davening. So therefore, we would say this bracha achas me'ein sheva al mini chazar zeshatz to let the late comers finish off the davening with ease. So that is not going to happen on Pesach. We're not concerned about anything. On Pesach, we're all considered watched. And therefore, the Omri Vayechulu b'kol ram, v'kadesh sholem achrav. He brings up from the Prima Gadim, you just say Vayechulu after the Shemana Esrei, and then you say, go right to the Kadesh Sholem, you don't go Mokin Avos, there's no other part of this mini Chazaras HaShatz. The issue footnote number 8 brings down, v'yim tov, v'hisrul omra. What happens if you started to say it, because you're so used to saying it, and you said, Baruch Atah Hashem. So then the Das Torah brings down, and also, Shelis Shuvas, Shuvas Shai, Shechidei Shal Yeh Baruch Levatol, Yisayim Asa Baruch. He says, since you already said Baruch Atah Hashem, so finish off the bracha. And he says you can rely upon the Rama, who brings down, and other Rishonim, Shegambal El Pesach Er Shal Yomer. You can even say it on Pesach night, even though it's Leil Shimur. However, he brings down from the Blitzki and others that say, no, you already said Baruch Atah Hashem, so you can't do anything about that. So start that for Elokeinu Melech Olam, Hashem Kedoshim Sof Sivonim, L'Kros HaHala, for those that say Hala with a Bracha. And if you forgot after that, so then just conclude it without a Chasima. Don't end it off, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabos, because the Yom Yisrael V'Yazmanim. So don't go and do that, because then you're saying another Bracha that could be Levat Tolam. So that's the Psak according to Rav Litzki, but others disagree. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Ein Shlech Tzibor Mekadesh Beveis HaKnesses. The Shlech Tzibor on Pesach night doesn't make Kiddush in Shul. On all the other Yom Tovim, on regular Friday nights, many Shuls have the custom they make Kiddush, but you don't do that on Pesach night. Why not? The Mishnah explains, Sivkon Yud, the Inyan HaKiddush, Hu Kedei Lotzi Mishen Lo Yayin. The whole purpose of Kiddush is in case somebody doesn't have wine. They don't have the Suda, so they have the Suda in Shul. However, the Pesach ain't only B'Yisrael Shein Lo Yayin. Every community has to make sure that all the poor people have wine. And therefore, V'Skimu Achronim Dafilu Kishein Yayin B'Yir. Even when wine is difficult to get, Kiyim B'Veis HaKnesses, even if it's only in the Beis HaKnesses, Afilu Hochi In L'Kadish. Still, the meaning is not to go and make Kiddush in Shul on Pesach night. If you look in the Shaar HaTzion, Oz Vav, he brings down, this is the opinion of Morgan Rav, the Chok Yaakov, and the El Yerabba, but the Taz disagrees. The issue for number 9 brings down, why does the Morgan Rav say this? Shagam Kol HaShana, Rabbi Masovim, Shein L'Kaddish B'Yis HaKnesses, because it says many people all year long don't make Kiddush. Many shuls don't make Kiddush on Friday night anymore, because the reason behind it is that they used to have meal for the poor people in shul, doesn't apply anymore. And therefore, no agim, some shuls still do it, but B'Pesach, Me'olam, No Nogu, L'Kaddish B'Yis HaKnesses. This was never the custom on Pesach, and therefore, they don't do it now as well. Now we go to Sif Gimel. We just started. Shachach lomar atav v'chartanu. If a person forgot to say atav v'chartanu in Ishmon Esrei, the Yontif Shmon Esrei, but as long as he said v'amir yalav yavo, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a Sifkot Yudalev, the Harei maskir in Yono Shoyom b'yalav yavo. He mentions Yontif in the yalav yavo. What are we talking about? Umayri Shechosam kol ha-bracha gedin. And he ended off the rest of the bracha properly, because the Imlochasam, if he doesn't end off, Mekari Sov Yazmanim, afil omar gam atav v'chartanu lo yotze, then he wouldn't be yotze if he didn't end it off properly. If he already started to say Ritzei, so then he has to go back. And if he finishes Shmon Esrei, he has to go back to the beginning of the Shmon Esrei because he wasn't Yotze. And he says, Ayin el esim kuf chav beis, if hey, where these dinim were discussed. If he didn't say the important paragraphs about the Vachatonu and Yalav Yovo, but he did say Vahasienu, even though it says over there Moadei Kodshecha, Im lo hiskir chag ploni befrat, even though it mentions chagim in general, moadim in general, but it doesn't mention chag matzos hazeh, or biyom chag matzos hazeh in either atav v'chartanu or yalav yavo, lo yotza. In fact, he wouldn't be yotze. And he brings it down the name of Derech HaChaim. However, the Prima Gadim disagrees. Av Prima Gadim is topic bazeh. The issue footnote number 10 brings down an interesting thing. What happens if somebody's in a place where he doesn't have a sitter and he doesn't know the Yontif davening by heart, but he knows the regular weekday davening by heart? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says that person should daven the weekday Shmoneh Esrei and say Yalav Yavo, which he probably also knows by heart, and this way he fulfills his obligation to say the Yontif Shmoneh Esrei. The issue footnote number 11 brings down, if he says Atav HaChatonu Yalav Yavo, only afterwards he's not sure, did I end off the bracha correctly or not? So then, in this situation, he brings down from Rekiva Eger and the Das Torah in the name of the Shelus Shus Ginas Vrodim, Sha'olav Lachzul Espalom Yatav HaChatonu. He has to go and repeat it, because he doesn't used to it. He's not sure that he said it correctly. because he may have just ended up for Rosh Chodesh, because he's so used to saying Yalav Yavo that he may have said for Rosh Chodesh. And if he finished the Shemoneh Esrei, he has to go back to the beginning. The Kaf Chaim HaRava writes, if he was davening from a Siddur, he can rely that he probably ended off the bracha correctly. With this, we conclude today's shiur.